The Tasmanian racing season comes to a conclusion tomorrow with the final race meeting of the season in Hobart. And the winning jockey for the year, well, it's pretty much already been decided. Her name's Cody Jordan. She's from the Northwest Coast, apprenticed with Glenn Stevenson out at Wesley Vale, in fact. And she joins me now. Good morning, Cody. And I suppose premature congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, we've every weekend not gone the early gun, but I think it's safe to say that I've finally can, accept the congratulations now.
Well, I think there's your eight wins in front, and for the record, you've had 61 wins, 61 seconds, 54 thirds out of 420 rides during the year, and $1.4 million in prize money. I'm not going to ask you what your kick out of that was, but it's fair to say it's been a pretty good year for you.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. Both my first year and this second year of race riding has been, pretty unbelievable for me to do that. So it's been great.
Yeah, so you're eight wins in front. There's eight events on the program tomorrow. It's unlikely that anyone's going to ride the card. But what I really love about it, from your point of view, is that the first three places in the premiership are all females. You've got Siggy Carr in second place and Erica Byrne-Burke in third place. So it's been a good year for the girls, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think it's nice to see a few more girls up in the top 10 of the premiership, and it's been great.
I remember a few years ago at the Tasmanian Racing Awards dinner, I think it was Siggy Carr that was won the Jockeys Premiership, and she told a story about her young son, asking what he wanted to do when he grew up, and, they want to be an astronaut or a policeman or whatever. But she said, what about a jockey? And he said, don't be silly, Mum, that's a girl's job. But things have really changed, haven't they?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, all the way back to Bev Buckingham, she kind of paves the way with a few other ladies. And for Tassie, I mean, it's great for, our ratio now. We've got a lot of girls in the sport. So, I don't think it comes back down to that strength thing anymore. It's more just being able to ride and have that connection with the horses.
And you mentioned Beverly Buckingham. She also won the Jockeys Premiership as an apprentice, and so did Craig Newitt. And you're only the third person to do that. I mean, you're in elite company there. How does that feel?
Yeah, that's pretty good to be especially put next to those two names there in racing massive. So it's it's something that I probably would never have thought I'd be doing, but once it become achievable, it was all hands on to try and get there. So
what got you into racing? Was it the trail that had been set by Bev and people like Siggy Carr, or was it Michelle Payne, who I've been lucky enough to meet, and what an inspiration she was? What made you want to go into racing?
I honestly didn't have a lot to do with racing, and then I started as a stable hand for Ange Brakey in Sheffield, and from there, obviously, it draws you in. Like, from the ground, I was just working with horses and, seeing them race on weekends was one of those things. It's like, oh, how are they going to go? And I think it just ended up getting to a point where you wanted to be the person that was crossing the line first on them and not just clipping them back up as soon as they come into the enclosure. So it was a bit of a long road to get into racing, as I never, I told myself I'd never be a jockey, but gave it a go once I started working for Glenn. And, I'd definitely regret not doing it. So
Glenn's given you the opportunity. I mean, how important has he been in your career so far, given that it's only your second year of racing?
Yeah, massive. And that's where it comes down to it. Who's your master and the chances that they'll give you? And that's one thing with Glenn and just the whole work environment and the team we've got behind us. You can't be in a better spot. And, like I said, the opportunities he's given me has it's definitely put the right foot in the door in racing. So
we mentioned earlier on Craig Newitt and Beverly Buckingham winning the premiership as apprentices, and of course they've both won the Devonport Cup. And now that you've got the apprenticeship, the premiership under your belt, I guess the dream for you would be a Devonport Cup.
Yeah, look, honestly, any of these bigger races, the cups would be great. I mean, to win the Newmarket last year was amazing too, and so I think cups would be great, and hopefully with a few nicer horses of Glenn's, we could get them into a few of these races and, hopefully get a few wins.
Well, Cody, congratulations on a fantastic effort. You're only 24 years of age, second year apprentice, and you're Tasmania's top jockey for the season as well. Good luck with next season and what's probably going to be a very long and successful career, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.